Eight and a half now until 8 at News Talk 1110 WBT. James Tynan with the Civitas Organization joins us live on the Newsmaker line on News Talk 1110 WBT. Hi, James.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm splendid. Thank you. Oh, we got some new poll results here. A few surprises, I think, in this. Why don't you go ahead and fill us in on what you think the surprises are?
Well, for one, when you look at the ratings, a couple of questions about Senator Kay Hagan. When registered voters, North Carolina registered voters, were asked, has she performed her job well enough to deserve re-election, or is it time to get a new person a chance? 30% said re-elect Senator Hagan, but 50% said it's time for a new person entirely. So that has to be a little troubling for her, I would imagine.
I would think so, yes, indeed.
I should also mention, however, when asked about the Republican candidates, announced candidate who gets the most votes is House Speaker Tom Tillis, but he only is preferred by 5%. Three other announced candidates get less than that, and the voters, 57% were undecided, and 19% said they weren't voting. So the Republican hopefuls have a lot of work ahead of them, too.
You know, the thing about this is the only spots we've seen so far are the Karl Rove Organization's commercials, negative spots for Kay Hagan, but against Kay Hagan. Nobody, I haven't seen anything from Tom Tillis, hadn't seen anything from any of the other Republicans at all.
It's pretty early. But at the same time, there's a lot of room for someone to make an impression. All of them are still in single digits, so there's a blank slate out there among Republican and unaffiliated voters, and that's who this was just of the Republican and unaffiliated voters. So there's a blank slate out there. There's plenty of room for someone to make an impression when they're ready to do so.
Did you ask anything about the governor, how people perceive the job that he's doing?
We did. We asked two questions, related but somewhat different. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Pat McCrory? 43% were favorable. 44% were unfavorable.
Go ahead.
How good a job is he doing as governor? And there it was: 46% favorable, 44% of disapproval of his job. So he is basically at the break-even point on those two slightly different questions about how he's doing.
Man, I'll say statistical dead heat to be sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, we might say that he has gone down from earlier in the year. On the other hand, he was then enjoying the honeymoon as a new governor who hadn't faced much of a challenge in the election. And so naturally, it's obvious that his numbers would probably go down. He also took a pretty good beating all summer from various liberal activist groups. So being at the break-even point is not too bad, especially when you consider the foul mood the voters are in.
Foul mood indeed. Let's give us the website here one time, James, so folks who want a little more in-depth information can find it for you.
It is www.nccivitas.org. And let me spell it. It's nccivitas.org.
Sounds great. James, thanks for getting up early on a Saturday and bringing us the information. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You do the same. That's James Tynan from the Civitas Organization here at WBT. We're going to take a little break, come back with the Garden Show right after this.